Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest, I'm so happy to welcome a champion, the current All-Ireland Scrabble champion, Fergal Weatherhead. Fergal, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Luke.
Great to have you. Now, Fergal, full disclosure, my wife is an avid Scrabble player, to start with that. And she's fantastic. And she beats me 90% of the time, by the way. Now, I had to stop playing her because my ego couldn't take it. But she'd be overjoyed to hear that I'm talking to Ireland's current All-Ireland Scrabble champion. So well done on that, Fergal. Fergal, how did you become the All-Ireland Scrabble champion?
Well, every year, Luke, there's basically one tournament. There are many tournaments, but there's one particular tournament that's designated the All-Ireland Scrabble Championship. And very simply, whoever wins that tournament becomes the All-Ireland Scrabble champion for that year.
Right, so straight, there's no qualifying rounds. I mean, we had great success at the Olympics, haven't we? But it's not quite as involved as that necessarily. Anybody can turn up and play, can they?
Essentially, yeah. But, I mean, it's a two-day tournament, so it involves about 15 games, and each game would be an hour in length. Right. So you're talking about 15 hours of Scrabble. So you know, there's a lot of work.
A lot of concentration. Lot of
there, yeah, exactly.
And how did you get into Scrabble in the first place, Fergal? How did it all start for you?
Well, for me, I suppose around 2002, 2003, and my wife, Pauline, actually was quite, she was very interested in playing Scrabble at home and that. So she used to get me to play games with her, and to be honest, I wasn't really very good. I didn't fully understand how to play. But she kind of gave me a bit of coaching and stuff, and I got very interested in it. I just found it so interesting learning all these new words that a lot of them I had never known at all. I think I read somewhere afterwards that most of us use about 5% of the typical English vocabulary. So I just found that amazing. And I loved learning the words, so I just kind of never stopped, really.
What makes a good Scrabble player for you? Now, I realised myself, I wasn't using the board properly. You know, you're trying to get the highest score by combining words. What makes a really good Scrabble player? Obviously, a good knowledge of vocabulary is one, but it can't just be that, can it? There must be various tactics and various things you can do.
Yeah, a good word knowledge is important, but it's only one of many facets. Believe it or not, being good at maths is actually a big part of Scrabble. Because as you progress through a competitive Scrabble game, you're making probability judgments based on the remaining tiles that are still in the bag. Competitive Scrabble players will mark off the tiles as they are played on the board. So therefore, we know roughly how many vowels and how many consonants are left in the bag. And you kind of make judgments as to how many tiles you play based on that. So there's quite a bit of maths involved as well.
It's no wonder I keep losing then, because that's very interesting. It's almost like counting cards in a way, is it? You're aware of what's in the bag to some extent. That's a really interesting aspect to it. Yeah. Now, we must talk about, it's in the news, because we have 2,000 new entries in the Scrabble Dictionary. And it's the first update since 2020. And what gets me is some of these words I've never heard of. Sitch, newbie, nibbling is another one. What do you make of that? And will you learn these 2,000 new entries?
Basically, competitive Scrabble players love when new words come in, because I suppose it breathes a bit of new life into the game, and it's something new, and it's new opportunities for scoring. Some of the words I have heard of, but I'll be honest, quite a lot of them, same as you, look, I don't know them at all. A lot of them tend to be to do with technology and gaming, and some of them, though, bizarrely enough, are words I would have thought would have already been in. Right. I came across one in the list. For example, a hoglet, H-O-G-L-E-T, a hoglet. And I think I've even played that word before.
Illegally, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, I think I've even played that word. But essentially, it's just a small hedgehog or a baby hedgehog.
Oh, very good.
A hoglet.
Right.
Yeah. And I've definitely played it before. But no, a lot of them are very unusual words.
Yeah. Now, Fergal, well, I think it's unfair. When I'm playing my wife, for example, she would know words like ZE, just two letter words, or ZO, and then get a big score. I wouldn't necessarily know you could make two letter words like that. So I'd imagine that kind of knowledge must be very useful.
Oh, that's critical. You got to know. There's about 120 two letter words, and you really have to know them all, because they are just vital for kind of overlapping and forming. You can make like lots of words in one turn. It's like possible to make up to 8 words in the one go.
Right.
I've done that it doesn't happen very often, but I've done it on a couple of occasions where you make 7 two-letter words and then a 7-letter word. You're literally placing one 7-letter word right on top of another.
Right.
Yeah. So you're actually making 8 valid words at the one time. So the 2-letter words are crucial, yeah.
Right. What strikes me about these new words is it's kind of Gen Z type words are in there. Younger people would be using words that we, us older people, don't use necessarily. So it's a good thing. It might bring them into the game, I imagine. So if it becomes a cool thing, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Exactly. Yeah? I've come across, I see there AVI, seems to be short for avatar.
Right.
Again, that's to do with gaming and e-sport. Just stands for kind of electronic sports, as in like playing sport on a gaming platform or something.
Right.
And
can it be bust ups? I wonder, because often in our house, you know, that's not a real word, and then you have to check the dictionary. I presume that's the purpose of the Scrabble dictionary, is to make sure the word is
exactly
is acceptable.
There's no room for ambiguity whatsoever, because in a Scrabble tournament, your opponent can always challenge every single play you make if they like. And you essentially use an online Scrabble word checker, and you either come back with a green tick for the word is valid or a red X for the word is not. So there's no room for ambiguity.
There's no room for any controversy, really. And what about Words with Friends? Have you come across, my wife plays this thing called Words with Friends, which seems to be an online Scrabble thing.
Yeah.
Is that right? And are there more and more options for skillful people to play these kinds of games?
There are quite a lot of online platforms for playing Scrabble. I myself wouldn't be very up to speed on them, to be honest, Luke, because I generally reserve playing Scrabble for online or for real life games where my opponent is sitting across the table from me. But yeah, there are lots of opportunities for playing online.
Right. Now, that what you said is very important. What strikes me is it's a wonderful thing to do, isn't it, Fergal? Because it's very sociable. And there are Scrabble clubs, aren't there, in different parts of the country? And you can turn up and meet friends and play Scrabble together. It seems to me to be a wonderful thing in terms of social activity.
Oh God, yeah. There's well over, we say, 100 really competitive Scrabble players here, and they would tend to turn up at most of the tournaments. So like a big Scrabble family, we would know a lot of the people. We often get people from abroad too coming over to the tournaments. We've had people from as far away as Australia, New Zealand, Singapore. You'd be amazed, like, who would come to a Scrabble tournament in Ireland.
Right. What's the highest score you ever got, Fergal? You know, can you give me that number so I can tell my wife?
I can't remember exactly, but it was 200 and approximately 230, 240, 240 for a word. Yeah, it basically overlapped 2 triple word squares. So it's what we call in Scrabble a 9 timer, where you get 9 times the score of the word. And then because you use up all of the tiles, you get an extra 50.
Oh my God, a 9 timer. That's the ultimate goal, is it? To try and get a 9 timer, isn't that superb?
It is, yeah. Every competitive Scrabble player is always looking out for opportunities to score 9 timers. Yeah.
Does luck play a role at all? Somewhat lucky with the letters, I imagine, do you? Otherwise you can't win. Yeah, that's a key part as well, I suppose.
When you play just a one-off game, luck is quite a substantial component in Scrabble, because if you pick up blanks, I mean, they're extremely useful, for example, and they're a big help. But in a tournament would be typically kind of 15 games or more. And by that stage, you can be fairly sure that everyone will get their fair share of good tiles and bad tiles. So to be honest, it kind of evens itself out then, and it becomes more about skill, yeah.
Very good. And when's the next one? When will you be challenged, Fergal, is the question. So you're the current holder of the All-Ireland, I guess.
Correct. We have lots of tournaments all over the country. So the next tournament is in, it's actually in Dooley's Hotel in Waterford on the 5th and 6th of October. And after that, then, there's the All-Ireland Championship is in Corklow and Wexford on the 23rd and the 24th of November.
Very
good. The winner of that tournament will be the newly crowned All-Ireland Scrabble champion.
Lovely. And you can check the irishscrabble.org is the organisation, anybody interested. But certainly anybody who's interested should turn up and play Scrabble, because it's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Exactly. Newcomers are always welcome. Since COVID, we've had lots of newcomers playing Scrabble, and it's been brilliant. The website is www.irishscrabble.org. And also, there's a Facebook group, All-Ireland Scrabble Association.
Brilliant. Fergal, thanks ever so much for joining me. A real honour to talk to the current All-Ireland Scrabble champion. That's Fergal Weatherhead.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.